to advertise on the podcast and chill network, email Yondela at thisismakg.com. That's Yondela at thisismakg.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Peggy Peggy.
Yo.
Peggy Peggy.
For the Zulus, that is Ivigi Neviki.
Ivigi Neviki. Ilivili Alichinji.
Yebo.
No, Ivili Liachiga.
Ivili Liachiga.
Yeah, Ivili Liachiga.
Yeah.
Did you see we did your Maskandi artist? It didn't land, Kosli.
It didn't land.
Ah, it didn't.
What happened?
It didn't land. Bro.
People loved that interview, bro.
Bro, that episode is sitting on 67,000.
Actually, that is good.
By our standards, you're right. That is low.
Good or yes. That is very good.
But those.
No. By our standards, we normally do about 100,000, 90K in the first day.
Who?
Like celebrity interviews.
Aye, go back.
But
there are some celebrity interviews that are still sitting by my 50 right now.
Those are way.
Which one?
The old ones.
Which one?
Any recent ones this year?
No, recent ones, it's always 1900.
Is it? Yeah. This year,
the old ones. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Kuzan is going to catch up. I believe in Kuzan.
I think the people who bothered to check it out really enjoyed it. Some people didn't check it out, obviously. Although, because how does it register as a view?
When you watch it.
But you don't need to have watched it for.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
As soon as, the whole show.
Thank you.
Soon
so it tells me is that some people didn't check it out because they're like, Kuzani, oh, Maskandi artist.
Yeah.
Nah.
Or even just boring. Didn't know
But those
the guy.
Who watched it enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it? Because you forced us to do it.
I didn't force.
Oh, well, we forced.
Yeah.
Oh, it was yours.
It was
your doing.
Yeah.
But I ended up enjoying it.
Yes. I was a bit like. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know?
Great guy, man.
I was pessimistic about it.
Great guy, man.
You.
So humble.
Super
so chill.
So humble, man. When I got there, I was super hungry. And he overheard me, you know, asking for one of the guys, like, if, you know, we can go check out if there's food around.
Yeah.
And he was like, why don't I show in Pegel?
We are born?
Like, why don't I show? Why didn't you say? And I know how Zulus, like, they vary with food.
Yeah.
They vary, like, food is food, man. You know, like, everybody must eat. Like,
And he couldn't believe that I didn't know him. He's like, you don't know me.
It's a big deal, bro.
And I heard during the interview, you said you have beef with Mthandeni.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, Rashid just posted this. Rashid K from Back to the City, Oskido Metro FM.
Yeah.
He's like, Mekti asked Kuzani about his beef with Mthandeni. And Sopinduka asked Kuzani about his beef with Igqokama Elisha. Without realizing that Mthandeni and Igqokama Elisha is the same person.
Guess what?
We got dribbled by Maskandi. Like, seriously dribbled, eh? Like,
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a podcast and chill. We are back.
Yes.
Sol is here.
Yes.
Ghost Lady's here.
Aya
is here. Black is here. Mesh is not here today. Tato's here. Cat Master is here.
Yay.
He decided to show up and show some love. We're coming at you live from Mashabela Studios. If you want to use these studios, podcast at mashabela.co.za. Where do you guys want to start, man? So much happened. But I feel like we say that every week.
Yeah. Because life happens.
But a lot has been happening. Yeah. But this week, literally, a lot happened.
What caught my eye was the fact that Natasha and Locha are now dating.
Official.
Officially.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And I was like, fuck, that could have been me.
Why?
Natasha Tahane wanted you?
No. I don't know if she wanted me, but she used to DM me when I was doing a radio show. And then I blue-ticked her. Never responded. And then I saw her once on Somizi's show. I'm like, hey, let me go back to the DMs.
And let me guess, she blue-ticked you.
For real?
Yeah, then she blue-ticked me.
Shame.
I still have those DMs, I think.
She used to DM you, dog.
Yeah, bro.
And was she still as hot or was she ashy back then? Like,
I don't know, bro, but her profile looked dope. But
at
the time,
respond?
I was trying to be a good guy, you know?
Good guy, boy.
I wasn't trying to chill with the listeners. Those are YFM days.
Those days.
Yeah, I must chill the listeners. That's how you know what they want and, you know, you're in tune.
Oh, the crows were rocking. It's YFM.
I was busy with snow bunnies, yes.
Oh, the YFM days.
Yeah.
I thought you were busy with snow bunnies only when you went to 947.
Yeah, she used Heifelt. To listen to my show at Heifelt.
Oh.
So at that time, I didn't care about black girls then.
Dog, you fumbled the bag now, was it? You fumbled, bro.
But she's beautiful.
It just means it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, she's right.
She wasn't meant to
be. She's hot. Just, yeah, for not my type, but yeah, she's hot.
Is it true she dated Aries?
Aries, how old is she? How young is she?
I don't know. But I think
Aries. She, yeah, I don't I know, so. Man. I don't catch up like with these things.
Well,
know.
She was on that series?
Yeah, here
Blood
you go.
And Water as a schoolgirl. So
yes, see, yeah, the DMs. 2014.
Oh, I thought I was going to say 24 DMs. Who says great talking to you? Who says this? No, you said great talking to you, to
yeah,
her.
Yeah.
But where did you talk to her? Because the
I
first
think
thing
she
I'm
called
seeing
on
is
the
you
show.
Saying, oh.
I think maybe she called on the show.
She's like, keep on keeping on, man.
My
gosh, how was is Park Life? What's Park Life?
It was an event we're doing.
Oh, okay.
Another Blue Tick.
This is 2014.
Wow.
Mac Blue Ticks. Second Blue Tick now in 2 days. It's my birthday party tomorrow, 94 Point Heifelt. Okay. Blue Tick. Done did. Thanks. No, you deleted messages that you said. Why is she saying done did thanks? What is she thanking you for?
She wanted to enter a competition, I think. That I was running.
Okay, now this is 2018. I think now she's popping. Parktown vendor here says, hey, sunshine, just saw you on some easy show. Still looking good. This is when you realize he fumbled the pussy. 4 years later, hey, sunshine, just saw your message.
You should be more like, hello, my queen.
Okay. Okay, now this is 2018.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a podcast. Hey, tables have turned. 2018, hey, I've got a podcast and would love for you to be a guest. The pod will take plus minus 30 minutes. It's also portable, so we can record at your house, studio, or wherever best suits you. Kindly let me know if you're keen. We can sort out the details. Here's a recent episode I did. And also, my team is not that big, so when we're done, they can leave and we'll remain together.
I added that.
No, I'm kidding. That was just spice. I'm kidding. Ooh, now look at who's acting fresh. Hey, I'll let you know tomorrow afternoon.
Cheers.
Did she?
No, she didn't. Ooh. We're still waiting for the interview till this day.
Wow, 2021. Awesome. Can you give me your numbers? Because I'm hardly on Twitter. Okay, I think. This is 2018. My bad. It's still 2018. And she gives the numbers. It's 081-311-96. I won't say the rest. Hey, sunshine, are you available for an interview next week? Shame. Now you're chasing.
Hey, dog.
Oh, shame.
Good.
Should have been fumbled. A soccer player or something.
Hey,
you know?
Bro. But isn't Lodge like a playboy?
I don't know. He seems like one, but I mean, it's just, you know, seems. It's just looks.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe
but he's a
nice
soccer player.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean he's a player.
They're all soccer players.
Nyane, happily married. Simpio Shabulala, happily married with former Miss SA. So, I mean, it happens, dog. Just soccer players.
Yeah.
Aren't
you get
bad
those
boys.
Few that are good guys. You know, well, they look at them and think they are good guys. I'm just saying you'll see those few soccer players and be like, maybe those ones are good guys.
Josta Gladler is your friend. I mean, he seems like a chill guy.
It's ours. What I want to say, man, we're talking about soccer players, ne?
Natasha, yeah, Lodge. Soccer players, being playboys, yeah.
Being playboys. Oh, I wanted to ask about that guy during lockdown when he was doing the outfits. Where is he?
Oh, Katsande.
Katsande.
He did the Tokomakasi something. He did it again with the same caption. Yeah. He did it like 2 days ago. He dropped pictures. Kitoko Makasi. What's that thing? I think it's Shona. What is it? The caption. He's still around.
Oh, he's still doing that thing.
Dude, and we've got like a cup final, bro, coming up. And he's got the arrogance of posting himself. And he's got a studio now at home. And
he's got a studio.
Yeah,
studio.
He's posted in a studio now. It looks like, because normally it would be outside his house.
Yeah.
Now it's a professional studio. I'm assuming it's in his house.
The Chiefs being in the final, is that a big thing?
What do you mean, dog? It's the Champions League final. Well, your teams don't play in Champions League finals. Yeah, it's a big thing. It's a big deal.
Because last time I heard, like, Chiefs were losing.
No, we're in the final, dog. We're in the Champions League final.
But we didn't have a good season, though.
Are you a Chiefs supporter?
Yeah, like.
Sort of, right?
Sort of, yeah.
We didn't have. We had a horrible season locally, if everybody knows.
So that's why us making it to the final is a big thing.
Yeah,
it's the greatest comeback. That's a huge thing. Yeah, like, dog. I mean, we fired our coach, Kevin Hunt. He's Gaviscon.
Yeah, Arthur Zwane is the coach now. Ne?
Arthur Zwane is now the coach, yeah. Stuart Baxter has been signed, but he hasn't started as our coach. But Arthur Zwane right now is holding the fort.
Do you think we're going to take it? Because Al-Akhli,
we will take it. I think the odds are against us. They're stacked against us. But fuck, though, we defeated Simba. We defeated Wydad. I think we're good enough to take it. We will take it. No. We should take it.
Dude.
We're not the favorites, though.
I was watching, I could have got this new show on channel. It's called The Next Level, like DJing.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
DJing show. Kind of like the lockdown house party they once had.
Yeah.
So they've got a new one.
Okay.
It's called The Next Level.
Okay.
So I'm checking out Devin Gogo mix there. Bro, like, I think there's a new wave of DJs mixing without headphones. And I just can't understand, like, how do you mix without headphones?
Not even, like, for a second. Because I know, like, some people just need,
yes,
like, for 10 seconds. Literally,
you just
then
listen,
they pick it up,
yeah.
The beat is locked in, and they're good to rock. And they know the songs anyway, right?
Zero. The whole hour should mix without headphones.
Mm.
And then when I went on YouTube, I saw Kabza and the title. You know when they put a title for clickbait? And the title was Kabza Mixes Without Headphones. I'm like, is this like a new thing now?
Aya, you're a DJ.
Yeah, actually,
so
Aya.
This like is what they do, one? Right, with that.
Is your mic on?
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah.
So you get all your songs on 114.
Then when you same BPM.
Yeah. All your songs on 114. When you get to those decks, they tell you what to do.
Yeah.
You know the new 2000s and 1000s?
Yeah.
They tell you what to do and you just do that.
So it's not Record Box?
Nah.
Oh.
You just go to the pitch and put it on 114. 114 on the other side also. And just put it in.
So I'm mixing a mix.
Yeah.
Right? So
it's easy though.
Set the tempo up to the same. And you can see the wave anyway, right?
The equipment has made it easy now.
Yeah. But isn't that disrespecting the craft?
It is.
It's like doing a podcast without a microphone. Like, what the fuck?
No, that's not the same thing.
It is, bro.
No, maybe without checking your levels or something. Because they still play music. It still sounds good. To me, does it still sound good? You right now sound like a musician who says, no, you're breaking rules. Your keys, your chords should be... But, and you're telling someone who's playing it by ear and says, does it sound good or not? So I think if it sounds good, they're not fucking up the mixes, are they? Agna Maashi, there's no train wrecks.
Mm.
It's not out of sync. So how are they disrespecting that?
What is the point of being a DJ? The art of DJing.
Entertain people. It depends. Different DJs have different ethos. One might say to educate people with new music or whatever. But bottom line is to keep a crowd going. Just like an MC, like a rapper or a musician, right?
Yeah.
To keep the crowd going.
But when we talk about the art of DJing, how can you DJ without being able to preview what song is coming up next? Because as a DJ, you are there to mix songs.
But you know, but as a
that's
DJ,
your craft.
But as a DJ, you should know your music. Maybe those headphone DJs or no headphone DJs, maybe they know what set they're gonna play. Then you can say maybe you disrespect.
No, by making the songs the same BPM, you're cutting corners.
You are,
because now you're not mixing.
Yes,
you're just literally like pressing play.
At
you're a glorified
right
button pusher, basically. Yeah. But you're not a DJ.
Are people who drive automatic cars not driving?
Yeah. There's layers to it, though.
There's layers
think
to it,
think about it.
Hey, there's motherfucker.
Got me there. Got me there. I changed gears fast. Right? I don't even end this fucking argument now. To me, it's the objective. If the people on the floor who are not DJs, who don't care if you got headphones or not, who don't care about the BPM,
as long as the music is good,
who are happy as you transition from one song to the other, as you do whatever tricks you want to perform. If they're happy, then your objective is done as a DJ.
So what's next? Now DJs are going to mix without mixing the mixer.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Yeah? Probably.
Well, yeah, if they can mix somewhere on their phones, somewhere, yeah.
So I just got my phone. That's like a playlist.
Everything changes, bro.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I had to accept it. Hey. Everything changes.
And anyone can do it. But the difference is, it's like a playlist, yeah, right? But if you ask me, you, Ghost Lady, everybody here, put a playlist together. Only one playlist will make sense and sound good musically as it goes from one song mm-hmm. to the other.
Yeah.
So even though anyone can do it, it still takes the ear. Either you got the ear, either you got it or you don't.
It takes being a DJ to do that, because there's layers that, as I've said, there's that, and there's track selection, there's transitions, and how you play the songs to the crowd. So there's that.
How you play the song, when you play the song, where do you exit out of the song, when do you mix the song in, what part do you mix in, what part do you decide to loop? Machines can't help you with that.
Yeah. Dog, man, it kills the art of DJing.
You're just a purist,
remember,
I'm old school,
let
bro.
Let it go. Let it go. This is the new season, bro.
Before they used to play vinyls, right?
Yes.
So I'm sure the DJs were like, wow. You know, now they've made things easier. You know, vinyl. No.
Serato, but guess what? Cheating.
Exactly.
It's not cheating, because you can still play garbage.
No, Serato is convenience. So when I started DJing, I used Serato. The reason why I used Serato, because like with because before USBs were CDs, so you'd have to carry like a fucking 100 CDs, and then when you get to a party, you realize the music that I have here doesn't cater for this crowd, and then you forgot your CDs at home.
Yeah.
So I started playing with the laptop because I was playing for like different crowds every weekend, so all the songs are there. So if I go to a corporate, then I know, okay, cool, let me go to this folder.
Okay.
If I'm going to like a Indian party, colored party.
Now here's the question. Don't you think they want convenience when they do the pitch thing, so that they don't have to run the wheel? They have to mix.
No, it just looks like it's being lazy.
It's convenience, chief.
What's the point of DJing if you're not going to listen to the
song? The point of DJing is to entertain people the best way. How?
Bro, it's like playing soccer without a soccer ball.
What?
No.
It is.
No, it's
not.
It is. No. What you're saying now is like it's DJing without the music. It's the main tool you need to DJ, the music. And it's called football because there's a ball by your feet. So you can't say it's like playing football without...
Then you're not a DJ, you're a compiler. You're compiling songs.
No, you're not. Because you still need to loop.
It's a skill that you need to
learn. What is she looping? Oh, let me not say her, because it's not her only that does it.
And there's Gabsa, right?
No, I don't have a problem with her. Yeah. No, I love Durban.
Even Gabsa as well.
Yeah.
Also.
So what is the point of her DJing then?
No, entertain the crowd.
Yeah.
Entertain the crowd.
The headphones is for you to listen to the songs.
The headphones is for the crowd.
It's not for the crowd.
Hear parts of the songs that you're about to include in your ears.
If
what
you don't
the crowd
have
doesn't
to do
hear.
That, then you don't need the headphones.
Yeah.
And if you know
they're
your
cutting
music,
that corner to not have to choose songs and listen to them. You just get there and play the song, and you know where it's playing at.
Soon, your mind will be connected to the mixer. Whatever song you're thinking will then play.
And you can still be
and
a
you
shit
just stand
DJ.
There.
And you'll still be a shit DJ.
Yeah, but a track selection, you're fine.
Thank you.
I'll shine now, but Durban Coco.
Durban Coco is good.
You.
I would watch her the whole day. Like, I actually. Good.
And forget the fact that she's a female, but like, just in DJing, like track selection, song selection, she's fucking amazing, bro.
No.
She's good. Nah, shout out to her. So you see, it still requires talent.
But anyway, speaking about music, congratulations to Casper Nyovest. Oh,
Nyovest.
Fucking hell, Sweet and Short 2.0. Listen to it. Dope.
Sweet and Short.
Yeah.
My Piano. No?
Yeah,
my
love piano. It. Love it. He does like, the sound that I like. Oh, you know, the nice, chilled.
One thing about Casper is always like had proper production and a proper team of producers.
What did you think of it?
I haven't listened to it, but
we're
playing
listening
it.
To it now.
Yes, but it's not the full thing.
Yeah.
But the music is beautiful. Casper's good. You know, Casper is an entertainer.
So is he no longer a hip-hop artist now?
He does this. It's 2.0. The first one he dropped was also like
you know, it was already going through those kind of beats with the first one.
Yes, the first one was like out of hip-hop. It was like...
Yeah.
Was it was piano. It was piano. Piano.
Yeah. The old piano. The old piano, yes. The first one was still piano, the old piano.
You know when you say old piano? When I was watching Channel 1, I saw a video of, what's his name, DJ Cleo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Ishmael. They did like a piano remix of Avulegile Masango. But he used like the old piano sound. So he used the Vigro Deep sound.
Oh,
so
yeah,
when Vigro Deep, when that sound was popping, he studied it, perfected it.
When he drops it,
when he drops it, the sound has moved on.
Ouch.
He laughs. He laughs.
When I lay. But hey, but with Cleo, it's the same thing. Even with the song, I see me let go.
Yeah.
When that song dropped, it wasn't the calm that was at that particular time that was being done by what's that duo from Durban?
Distraction Boys.
Yes, it wasn't that. You know, it was like DJ Glock kind of, because Glock is like the originator of calm. You know, it was a bit awkward, but yeah, man. Shout out to Cleo.
There's a delayed sound.
Cleo, trust Cleo, you'll always like see what is going on and drop a sound of what is currently happening. Cleo, man. But you know, Cleo's like one of the most talented guys in the country.
That's amazing.
That guy is talented.
That guy can produce, like, plays jazz and can produce jazz from scratch. That guy is
musical genius.
Cleo! Yeah. Woo.
When it comes to producing, I respect him and Bongani Fasi. Those two.
Yeah.
On another level.
Yeah. And live bass. He plays live. Cleo's good, bro. Cleo's the man.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw a video. Casper said, see, what's his, what's that song?
Satandana.
Satandana. It's the first song he's ever released that's gone number one. In his whole career.
Oh yeah, because he always says that radio doesn't show him love. His songs don't really chart that much. He always says that. Shame, man. Well, congrats to him.
And then speaking about piano, did you hear the track Pori did with Reason?
Pori?
Yeah.
Reason?
Yes.
That's a mismatch. Reason's like a backpacker rapper.
Bro.
Actually, he was going through like some kind of depression, so he was actually
Reason.
Thanking. Yeah,
Reason? Why would Reason, such a talented rapper, go through depression?
Let's call him.
He was going through
depression.
Yeah. He said, actually.
I heard the song on live. Fuck dope, man. Dope. Sorry to cut you off there, goes later.
No. Are you calling him?
Yeah, let's call him.
Yeah, let's call him.
Whoa. Can you guys hear him?
Yeah, I can hear.
Yo, Reason.
Reason?
Yo, the troublemakers.
Reason! What's up?
What reason do you have to call us that now? Eh?
I don't know, but you tell me.
What's happening, bro?
Look at a few of your episodes.
Yeah. How you doing, bro?
I'm chilling, man.
Bro, last time I saw you, I think we had a club in with Zandy, man, and we're getting wasted, bro.
Okay, don't talk about that.
Hey, bro, I just heard the song you did with Pori. Fucking hell, that song sounds dope.
Abokanda Shiza.
Yo. How did that happen, bro?
Yeah, it's so random. I happened to be at Pori's house on my birthday, funny enough. And we were just hanging out. We were talking. I wasn't even supposed to be working, man. I was just playing him some of the stuff I was experimenting with. And then we started working. And then somewhere at like 6 a.m. when we're done recording, this did this beat, man. And I said, dog. And it started out as one verse.
Huh.
Then it became two verses. And then it came three verses. And then it was like, it's just a spur in the moment thing. You know, it was just an instrumental on it, and it came out nice.
Bro, it came out good. Are you guys going to release that? Are we doing a video? What's the plan?
Yeah, no, we have to, dog. What are you saying? We have to.
This one is landing, bro. This one is landing.
Mm.
Hey, stop. It is. I don't want to lie. I can't even believe that I'm on the song.
So is this Reason's Doc Shebeleza? Is this Reason's life-changing hit? No.
Is this a comeback?
We all know everyone needs a Doc Shebeleza or a Ngudu. You know what I mean? That life-changing one.
You know what? To be close to the metaphor, it's more like Ngudu.
Oh shit, are you for real? That's because that was game changer, man. I mean, you see cats are fighting, you know, over millions just because of that song. It started everything.
Look, fighter over millions. I'm tired of fighting over thousands.
Bro, we're going double platinum with this one. One for each baby. One platinum for each baby.
You need a lot of platinum, bro. You're a platinum mine.
We need more than double.
That's multi-platinum, bro. That's multi-platinum.
Multi, yes.
And then what's happening, bro? I heard you went through depression, bro. Is that true?
I did. You know, I think, you know, we always just like say, ah, I'm down. I'm not okay, you know. Or I guess I was just taking things as they come, you know. But like, you know, in hindsight, you know, when I was sitting there and I was talking to this guy, and I realized, damn, man, I think I might have been like really, really depressed, dog. Mm-hmm. I might have been going like serious depression, you know. Just and depression, you know, it's got its own red flags, you know, just how you respond to things, how you take things, how you deal with things, you know, feeling like your best, you know. Just feeling like your best, you know.
What caused that? Is it the breakup from Loot? What caused that that for you to feel down for these like past
everything.
2-3 years?
It's everything. So we've lost so many people just as you know from just death, and not just in general, you know.
Mm.
Lost so many people from death. Lost so much business from what. Last year,
business, yeah.
So much of ourselves to not knowing how to be a new person, just rebuilding yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And becoming a new person. There was just a lot of loss.
Yeah, know? Bro. Continue. Sorry.
Yeah, and it was just like, you know, some things when you lose them, you don't know who you are. Mm. You know.
Mm.
You know, I mean, even my love for hip hop, bro. So sure. You know this, dog. You know I love that thing more than anything in the world, dog.
Since Germiston High School, man, I've known you before you even called yourself Reason.
I lost the love. Wow. I lost the love for that, and that for me was bad.
Mm.
Like if I don't love this thing that I've known my whole life, you know, like what do I want to do, you know? So the acting started becoming more prominent. You know, all the media stuff and the advertising stuff that I do behind the scenes became more prominent.
Writing for Poetry, you know, yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. But writing songs became more
prominent. I love that, man. Dude, we are rooting for you, bro. Like, we want you to win, man, because you're a great guy, man.
Yeah. Yo.
Thanks, Mac.
Reason.
Yo.
Question. So let's say you're out, whatever, in public, and you see someone who spoke trash about you. Slick Talk. I remember when he spoke about you. I don't know if you saw that.
What
would you do to that kid if you saw him in public?
My cry is that I wish Slick Talk would sit us down in front of him and say this shit. That's my cry with Slick Talk. I don't have a problem with the existence of a Slick Talk. You know, I think being the older person that I am right now, I can understand why a person like that exists. He represents people who think like that.
Mm. And there are people who think like that, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that think like that. I mean, look at his likes, look at his views. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people who think like that. Some of the things, you know, when he says them, you got to think, let me look at it without emotion or taking it personally.
Wow, that's
you
mature,
know, let me actually listen to this, right? Then obviously he'll say some dumb shit.
Mm.
Because I'm just like, yo, why are you dissing all of us when you're always in a bedroom? Like, don't you have an office? I see you got a new haircut. That's cool. But you're still in a bedroom with, like, some shady cupboards. Like, you should see my cupboards. I don't care if I'm not the biggest nigga in the country right now. I don't care if nobody likes my shit, but you should see my cupboards. You should see my bedroom.
Yeah.
So we can go on about that, like, you know, don't diss Bonang about being, don't diss Nasty C about being overseas, even if he was on vacation.
Nonetheless,
if he can go to Durban actually and do an episode in Durban,
he's never.
I'll take him seriously. If he does an interview with Nasty C in Durban and he says all that shit there, I'm gonna wear a fucking Slick Talk T-shirt on stage.
Yo, bro, we got to have you on a proper episode, man. There's so much to catch up on, man.
Yeah, bro,
yeah. I got you, I got you. Ain't that money, none of my trouble, man.
Slick Talk 2.0. We are mini Slick Talk.
Track from a big toss.
You know, Reason inboxed me. He DM'd me, right?
Yeah.
So he DM'd me like, yo, bro, this big toss guy doesn't know you can actually rap and you can actually fucking murder him.
Yeah.
Drop a song for him. I was like,
Reason. No, not a song. Call him on the show and battle live on the show.
Oh, yeah. to battle live on the show.
That is a good idea.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Know you like that. I don't think they know you like that.
Yeah, because we've battled you and I.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see why you write people's songs.
You're
one of the few that won. You're one of the few guys that won.
Yeah. I'm one of the few guys who actually killed Reason in a battle, rap battle.
You fucking kidding me?
Are you serious, Sol?
Ask him.
Here it is, ask him.
Yeah. Hey, it's true. We're sitting on a hit maker here.
You should be showing
it's not a hit maker. Yo, battle rappers are bad at making songs, bro. It's not a hit maker, but I could rap and battle. It's not a hit maker. Which battle rapper, even in America, it's bad. The guys can't make songs, but I used to battle.
Shit, man. Reason. Thank you so much for your time, man.
Thanks,
Cizwe. We're dropping mixtapes instead.
All right, Mikey does.
Sorry. All right, no, love you guys. Long time, man. And good luck with the song. I think it's going to do really, really great, man.
Wow, when he says it's a ngudu, bruh, I'm just glad Reason found, because Reason has given so much to the game.
For real.
I know Reason, since we were in high school, he was at Germiston High. I was in the high school, St. Francis and Benoni. Mm. But we'd meet at a studio in Foslo, Stethoscope Studio. Guy now makes houses and stuff. He no longer makes music. And that's when I first heard Reason. And he was going by the name of Mad Massacre.
Mad Massacre.
Mm. Reason's name in high school was
Mad. That's how you end up with Reason the Mass.
Mad Massacre. And then when he got affiliated with Outrageous Records and was ready to launch his career commercially, then it became Reason the Mass. Mass short for Massacre from Mad Massacre.
Yeah.
And then eventually it just became Reason.
Sounds like you're talking about how Nas started his career and now, Nas is this big thing.
Yeah. Reason is a big thing.
Of course.
Yeah,
nigga, I want a Nas career, nigga. Yo. Nas has great exes, great business.
Ooh, yeah.
Amazing catalog. That's not a bad look.
All right, man. Shout out to you, Reason, man. Go back to your meeting, make that money, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, for every child, that's a lot of money to make.
Cheers, my dog. What a great guy, man.
Is the song on his Insta? Just preview it, because damn, bro. When he says the next good, to me, that's like... Yo, that's big,
bro. That's big.
That's life. That's gonna change his life.
Yeah.
I'm fucking happy for Reason. You know, shout out to guys. We need to actually sit down and appreciate Maphorisa and for what he's done for so many cats. I mean, Questa right now is an artist, accomplished, possibly millionaire, because of where that transition started, and it's from Ngudu.
Yeah.
And who made Ngudu?
Here we go. Here's the song. Here's just a preview. Some heat, bro.
Now I believe Reason is from Katlehong.
Yeah.
Now it's like, Reason is like,
Nah, I wish him all the best, man. If there's one guy in the game
who deserves this.
Reason.
Yo, bro, you found your lane. Keep going. Make your money.
Man.
Fucking get out of depression, Smash some Insta honeys. Forget about loot, love.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is it.
He's got the loves. Time to get the loot.
That's a tall order. Just to him, yeah, bro.
If you're an artist, do you release music now? If you know you've got a hit on your hands, do you release it now?
Yeah, well, obviously you have to check, like, what's happening, you know?
What's happening is there's lockdown. There's no gigs.
Drop
there's
it now.
It's true.
Yeah, so you drop it now.
Yeah. You drop it next now. Year, your songs will sound out of date. You'll say, remember that piano by... by Kabza. Yeah, he's dropping that in 2028. You know, because we're waiting for lockdown to be over. No, man, drop it, bro.
Nah, I think there's a lot of hits out there now that haven't been dropped.
But that's the thing. What if...
Actually, I mean, I've got a couple of in my bag, you know?
Yeah. And kind of wait for the festive season
drop
also.
Please.
You're saying, because...
You know, like, just wait for the festive season. So, you know, like, your timing. Let's go through this third wave, and then maybe September. That's the perfect time
but
to
September,
drop.
There might be a fourth wave.
Oh, did you hear that? In fact, they've even predicted a fourth wave for October.
October, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Because the third wave is, what is it, the Delta? What is it, Beta, Delta? They got a name, it's crazy.
Let's Google the name.
It's the Delta one.
The Delta one, yeah, man.
So what was the second
wave?
I don't know the name of that one.
How?
I really think, like, because every day on Twitter, it's like someone is passing away. And look, I don't know if it's COVID or something, but people are just dying.
Yeah.
Right? It's bad, bro.
How many people died this week? Ooh. I even lost count, man.
There is... Steve Kagan is dead. There's Nashehe. What? Mutodi?
Mutodi.
Is that how I'm saying it? Yeah, like, he passed away. Yo, who else? I saw Caesar posted someone who passed away. He works at... 702, then there's a doctor, someone.
Oh, yeah, Dr. John Tibane
just passed away.
Yeah.
It's bad, bro. People are just... Yeah. It's horrible.
Even in Swaziland.
Oh,
okay,
crazy.
But there, it's not even COVID. It's not COVID going Oprah with the rest in peace. You get a rest in peace. You get a rest in peace. There is just politics, right?
Politics.
People
politics.
Want freedom.
Yo.
Right? People are tired of the king. He's not delivering.
Yo, so many Swati chillers have hit us up saying, yo, can you please talk about this? Like, it's
crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, it's bad. The situation is bad. I saw some videos.
Oh, people.
Oh, like there's a whole massacre going on that side. Eh?
Hey?
A whole massacre is just
a whole
going,
massacre.
Yeah.
And the king fled, right?
He fled. And apparently he's in Johannesburg, right?
Where in Johannesburg?
He's in Sandton.
Oh! It's our kingdom, Swati. He's hiding and the people are waiting for him to say something. He's not saying anything. But what can he say? Because the people don't want him as a king. And the population is so small. How do you fail to take care of... Well, according to Google, it's like 1.3 million, the population.
Yeah.
How do you fail to take care of 1.3 million people?
But it's almost like only the people that are close by him are able to be... Rich,
no, guys,
know?
How do you fail as a king?
Your people.
I feel like the guy had an opportunity to create like a Wakanda kind of situation, right?
Exactly.
A country, the only country.
Yo, like, my G. Yo, can you hear us?
Oh, we've got a caller.
I got a Swati chiller.
Oh, yes, sir, please. Oh,
nice. What's happening,
you
Zeal?
Break this down.
Can you hear us, brother?
Yes, I can.
All right, cool. Can you guys hear him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Loud and clear.
Hey, bro, what's going on, man? You good?
Yeah, I'm okay.
What's happening in Swaziland, man? Yo.
Hey, man.
I tried to see your videos, but they're too graphic. I can't, man. Yo, it's disturbing.
Firstly, I would have to explain of how it all started to result into what is exactly happening right now so that you get to understand what led to almost each and everything that is being said, so that you could also filter out what's true or not. It all started by an incident where a university student was shot by policemen. During that, youth protested and they insisted for justice against police brutality.
Hmm.
That was achieved, and a coroner was placed to, and an investigation is ongoing on. That resulted into people realizing the kind of oppression that is happening in the country.
Yeah.
Whereby during the memorial of that student, police fired tear gas at the nation for no reason. No harm was there. Family members were critically injured, and some suffered from asthma attacks and all that.
Yeah.
There were members of the parliament who were there and experienced the same kind of treatment. And the voice has been saying that they need to elect their own prime minister. That's the first thing they were saying. And we have got three MPs that have been advocating for that. Mr. Mduduzi Melane Bacede, Mabuza, and Mthandeni. These people have been advocating for the people. They've been standing for the people to whatsoever that they need. They were told that it's all in their head. It's nothing much. The acting prime minister said they are saying what they are thinking is best. The people haven't said that. And the elderly members of the parliament and those that are benefiting from the state were against that.
Yeah,
they said the 1 minute of the people saying that. People started going to their local government called Dingundla, delivering petitions of what they really want of the nation. They were peaceful at first. They went there, they delivered to their members of parliament that they had elected themselves, telling them what they want of the country, telling them that they need a people's prime minister. That has been happening over a period of time. Some were successfully delivered, petitions were successfully delivered.
Mm.
But now when it came to a certain specific location at Spofaneng, the member of parliament was blocked going to the local government, meeting its people to discuss the petition that they were delivered. They were blocked under the previous speech on the previous day of the acting prime minister, stating that there wouldn't be any gathering and he is banishing the delivering of petitions in different local governments due to the regulations of COVID. Whereas on that specific day, there were 44 cases, and the previous day, there were only 2 cases found, but he had banned them. A riot started that night where they stopped the member of parliament of Spofaneng to meet its people. That's when people started banning trucks. Mm. That's when people started banning shops, because now you have deprived them. A police force by the name of Shlongonyane was recorded saying that today your legal right is being deprived.
Mm.
There's a recording of him saying that to the member of parliament and the people that were blocked on the road towards Spofaneng. That created the whole mayhem, because after that, people in different locations now started fighting back. They started looting shops. They started causing fires.
And where's the king in all of this?
Mm.
He hasn't said anything. We have had people talking in his behalf. Firstly, it was his firstborn daughter. He had said that it was just crocodile tears that he has had, and it is loud what the people are saying at first on the national radio, stating that people what they are insinuating of the royal family is somehow true. They are taking blame of whatsoever that they have claiming, like living lavishly and all that. They are taking blame and they have misused some of the funds and all that.
So but it's not in Joburg, no?
We do not know the whereabouts of the king. Nothing has been confirmed yet, but the firstborn daughter has said that he is in the country, he hasn't fled. But we are not sure of anything, because the acting prime minister, in each and every statement that he makes all the time, he lies about certain things. Mm. A lot of things, I feel like, will backfire to him, not the king, because he is the one lying. Like, for instance, the network has been cut down in Swaziland.
Not people the network, the network. Internet.
The internet, yeah.
The internet. They've been getting from 9 to 11 a chance to be online. We solidly believe that it's because they're trying to control people publicizing everything that has been happening in the country.
Mm.
So within the country, you can only call for around 10 to 15 minutes and you are being cut and disturbed through your conversation.
Sure.
So that has been happening. this morning we woke up with an audio of the firstborn daughter talking to the BBC News, stating that there are certain people who infiltrated the country and now are impersonating the police officers and the soldiers, killing people.
Yo.
It is not the armed forces that are doing this. People have entered the country and they are doing this to the people of Emaswat. And now a lot of people have died, but the acting prime minister has denied the fact that people have died. The Times of Swaziland has stated that there are almost around 100 people that have been injured and that have died. Some have been amputated in the government hospitals.
Oh,
the online media are also saying the same thing. The princes also agreed to the fact that there are people that have died, but the acting prime minister says nobody died.
Wow.
You see, now everything is contradicting to what is exactly happening. Yes, we can't deny the fact that people were wrong by looting and setting fires everywhere to almost everything. Yes, that was wrong, but they were angry. What led to that? We need to identify what led to that, because the problem didn't start when they were wanting to be heard. Started when you were silencing them under the regulations of COVID-19.
Hectic. Zeal, thank you so much for that, man. Thank you for shedding light. We'll keep you in our prayers, but it's hectic. So,
that's where it started, the death of a young guy.
Yeah.
I think it's Tabani, the
Tabani,
name. Justice,
yeah,
Tabani.
Justice
for Tabani, hashtag. So you can follow that. That's where it
sounds like a movie, bro.
Dude, man.
And this is just happening in our own, like, backyard. But, like, Swaziland is just here.
Yeah, Swaziland is within, you know, our own country.
Yo.
And such a small, like, you'd think, you know, things would be perfect. Such a small population. Yeah. You'd think, like, you know, they'd be like,
but
like
even King Moswati, isn't he like rated as one of the richest kings? Like, he's the wealth that they have.
You could still be the richest king
exactly.
And still take care of 1.443 million
exactly.
people.
So the money is there. It's just that they've been used missing the fines. Like, ugh.
Nah, I've seen this movie before. King is that, man. And I think people don't mind having a king or whatever, any kind of political system, as long as it works. Right, as long as it works for the people, it caters for the people, there is good quality education, employment is up. I mean, look, let's say there's 1.5 million people. Yeah. Some are kids, some are pensioners,
yeah.
Right? In that kind of country, you shouldn't really have unemployment, for example,
true.
As a problem, right?
And then back home here, what do you think about Mshololo Zuma?
Hey, there's a problem happening.
Yo.
Right? They gave him till Monday. Did they extend it?
No, Sunday.
They gave him till Sunday.
Yeah, he's going to be going to
just break it down for those who don't know what's happening.
Okay.
No, basically Zuma was, and if I'm wrong, correct me, Zuma was not showing up at the Zondo Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to the Constitutional Court and it passed down a judgment that Zuma must go.
Mm.
Right? And if he does not, Zuma must go. And then if he
Zuma
does not
must go,
Zuma must go. And if he doesn't show up, that's when then they said he's in contempt of the Constitutional Court, which is the court that said he needs to show up and give testimony at the commission.
Mm.
And he hasn't, so they then said he's in contempt of court, right?
Mm. Mm. Yes.
So he must hand himself over to the police station, either at Nkandla or in Johannesburg.
Mm.
And he hasn't done that.
And Bekele was also instructed to fetch him.
Yes, of course. Bekele is the police minister, right?
Yes.
And he's a friend of Zuma. Now he's been instructed to go fetch him. And that's what's going to happen. And he said they need to then fetch him if he does not hand himself over within the time he's been given to hand himself over.
He's been given until when?
Sunday. So Sunday. That's the thing. Monday. By the time this comes out, it'll be Monday.
Yeah.
So he should have come, like, gone. He should be in prison, in fact, by Monday.
Because I heard he said he's too old to go to prison.
Well, there's corona. That's what they say. There's corona, there's COVID. But come on, Bill Cosby was in prison.
Well, he's out.
Yeah,
Bill Cosby out.
Bill Cosby's out. He's out somewhere having a party, popping bottles and pills.
Popping, yeah, and pills. He went to rehab, mostly. He was there for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, he was in prison. So that's the story with the whole Jacob Zuma thing. But now the problem is there's people at Nkandla who say you have to get through us and to get to this man.
Hectic.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think the police can just go and extract
him. Can you guys see what's happening?
It's bad.
Can you guys see what's happening? Yep.
What's happening?
It's a distraction.
From?
COVID.
Yeah, but I think it's a coincidental one. It's not like they planned it.
No. Who owns the media?
Oh.
Who owns the media? Mm.
Who owns the media?
You know. It's Cyril's friends.
Yeah. Okay, the Nesperus of this world.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
So they fucked up like badly with the COVID thing.
Yeah.
So they dropped the Zuma bomb to distract us. Because now we talk about
Zuma.
Oh, so you
think they're pursuing him like this so that we all talk about him?
Yeah. Well,
if that's the case, even the media is distracted if you think about it.
Yeah, but...
Because now they also...
Boom. Exactly.
Camera lights, eyes on Gantler,
right? Exactly. And no one's talking about COVID anymore. No one's talking about the third wave anymore.
No one is talking about
vaccines anymore.
The vaccine, slow vaccine rollout, the child money.
Everything,
media vibes.
Everything now is just about Zuma.
True, and, man.
And they knew it. Like, will he actually end up going into prison? No. Even if he came a claim, okay, no, it's fine. I'm going to go to the prison. I'm going to go to prison. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I know I've got people who will be like, no way. Hence, you've got all these troops now are just surrounding Gantla like, hey, we're protecting our president. Never.
My thing is, if he goes to prison, who's going to service his wives? I mean, they must be serviced.
It's the bodyguards.
Do you think he services all of them, even him? Ah, come on, man.
After he's given up.
Hey, I mean,
like,
if you had that many wives, trust me, one is getting smashed by someone.
It the bouncers are going dips on.
I've got, dips on that one. Hey, bro. Nah, but I don't even think he services them, all of them, like, properly at his age.
Yeah.
Clearly someone is. Come on, let's be honest.
There was a rumor one bodyguard was smashing one
I
of
remember
his
that.
There was a rumor
with
even King Muswati that the bodyguards of the wives would be the ones who would be smashing the wives.
Yeah.
They'd go away because obviously it's like, okay, I want to go to UK for shopping. You go with bodyguards, you know. A bodyguard is now your boyfriend.
Yeah.
You travel the world with a bodyguard. Because he can't be there.
And that's his job, to guard your body. So he was checking for any, threats inside. Like, are there any threats inside your body, ma'am? I really need to check this out. Yeah, nothing here. An ovary here, ovary there. Cervix there. I know, you are all is good.
Who knows, some
good.
Of the kids are actually not Muswatis.
Hey, I'm thinking.
Some of the kids are not Muswatis.
Who knows?
I'm thinking it was
check that rumor.
The Duzani Zuma, which bodyguard he looks similar to.
Hey, that's great. Then how do we know that King Mswati himself is actually the son of King Sobhuza, his dad?
You see?
Then how do we know?
You'll never know.
You'll never know.
That's the problem of having 300 wives, eh? Because, I mean, that guy had like 100 of wives, 300 kids or something.
Yeah, 300
like that.
Kids. Sobhuza,
yeah.
The father.
Oh.
What's the most amount of women you'd like to have or would take?
I would take three.
Three.
I'd do three. Like, yeah, I definitely three. That's it. Three.
So that's about 3-6 tapes a week. Okay. Or a day.
Shit. Yeah, and like
and how
10
would you alternate
terabyte
between
hard
them?
Drives a month.
Eh?
And 10 tera hard drives a month.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. For those tapes.
But how would you alternate between them?
How?
Yeah.
Normal. Saturday, Monday.
There's
like
7
you separate
days
the
a
days.
Week.
And you see this one on these days. Or sometimes you can see two in a day, right?
But three wives, dog, one woman is enough already, bro.
Exactly.
Imagine three.
But remember, though, right, that when you are in a position where you can go polygamous, the dynamics are different from when if you're just, you know, some guy holding down a 9-to-5 and you got one chick disrespecting you all the time, right? If you can take 3 hours, it means you got guap.
Yes,
it means you got cash. It means they're going to respect you.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's the same dynamic as a one-on-one, right?
Yeah.
Or a chick who possibly even earns more than you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think the dynamics are different. You should be able to handle them.
And you, Ghost Lady, how many mnagas would you take?
Polyandry. Yeah, it's
exactly,
legal
Exactly, and it's legal.
Right?
Yeah. But I've not been phased.
phased, but
answer the question. How many would you take?
I just want to. I'm a one man woman. Hi, one at a time, guys. Hi.
One. Yeah. One is enough. Phased.
Yeah. Mm. Unless it's like you have to alternate, like monthly. Mm. I had that to watch every day. Like you are with someone else. If I was
my grandfather had six wives.
Your
six.
Grandfather had yeah. six wives.
Six
wives,
yeah.
Just
that's small.
What? That is small. Six wives. That's a lot, though. For just, dude, what was your grandfather like? Some businessman.
Yeah.
You can't have those. Like, you must know your story, like yeah. financially.
And they all had their own houses.
You that's see? How it should be.
Exactly.
And then every house he went, ne? So let's say if he had a Porsche in this house, every house had a Porsche.
Had a Porsche, yeah.
Whoa. Whatever he had, his breakfast was crazy, bro. That nigga used to live like a king, bro. Mm.
Damn, what business was he in? No. Yeah.
Remember even Msele.
why are we even podcasting, dog? Have you heard of a podcast that was five wives? Four wives? What are we doing? The mic is your wife. Wow, man.
Yes,
remember Mselegu, the business guy from Durban.
He's got a show, right?
Yeah, he's got TV show. Yeah. And he had like, I remember when he went to go buy his wives a Mercedes Benz.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So he was doing for everybody. It was equal, you know?
So that's how it's done, though.
This is how he had breakfast. This is how he had breakfast. So he used to live like, he used to have a bell for the maid. So when he rings the bell, first they bring him coffee, tea, and he chooses which one he wants to have. So he'll choose
his wife's, yeah.
So he'll choose the tea. And then breakfast, it's full English breakfast.
Oh.
Everything, eggs, whatever, everything. And then he chooses whatever he wants to eat that day. And then in the afternoon, it was pap and all the meats like beef, chicken, everything, all the meats.
Okay.
All the meat.
Yeah. And then he just chooses.
Was he a big guy?
Yeah, he was a big guy.
He must have been.
And then he just chooses on when they bring the food, which kind of food he wants.
All right.
And then the one he doesn't choose, just thrown away.
No, we eat them.
So you used to eat your grandfather's leftovers?
Yeah.
Wow.
But that nigga lived like a king. So every house, every wife had to do that. And sometimes he wouldn't come back home to house number two and go to house number three. Hey, that nigga was like a king, bro. You know, like his dinner was like, you know, Game of Thrones when they have the
long table. King office table.
Yeah. Can't do that now. All we get is McDonald's on a lucky day. Times have changed.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Must have been
but,
dope. Though.
But do people like with more than one wife? Do they have an orgy? Like, do they? Or it's always like restricted to one wife, you know,
I feel like that, I think from what I've heard is that, you know, such things don't happen because there's a respect that goes. You see, you were looking for a threesome. That's what you want.
But I'm already from sleeping with you and you and you and you and you and you know that I'm sleeping with all of you.
Yeah.
Why can't we just do it concurrently?
That's disrespectful.
Is it?
Yes.
To who?
Culturally, no.
To who?
From my understanding, like culturally, that doesn't happen.
But
it's only now just, it's fantasy based. Those are things like you just want to explore on the side.
Because already now, Kuluma.
You have to be respectful to each household. Remember, sometimes these women are not even greatest of friends, you know?
But
so
no,
you expect
but,
them to.
But in a proper, like, polygamous marriage, they should
unless
be
there's
on
an arrangement.
Speaking terms, but right. Because, I mean, you're sharing a man and. Right, you both love him equally. You want what's best for him. So
just say you
want
to have an orgy.
Yeah, just say that.
Why
are you hiding behind a polygamous marriage?
No, but I'm saying I wouldn't see anything wrong with
you as a guy, you wouldn't, because you're just thinking of like selfish reasons. Now, let's say these women, and factors will come in. All right, you are having sex with this one. Now you're touching this one more than this one. You can imagine. Oh, okay, it seems like you're enjoying this one more. Like, and these
now,
people
I'll,
like
I'll
to
give
stay
them
together.
Enough dick time. All of them will get the same dick time.
Okay, all right.
Lick time and
everything. That's for your own satisfaction, though.
Yeah.
Okay. This is why we gotta have our own like black insurance to insure black things. You know what I mean? Because all these insurances insure white things, Chief.
Yeah. What would you? What are we going
to
insure? What are we insuring?
Black things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Tagat. Food poisoning.
Witchcraft.
Side chicks.
Oh, flip. Wow.
I'm telling you.
So I need a black white insurance.
Look at me and all of these.
A black tax. You can insure black tax.
You see, those are real issues.
These are real issues.
Real black issues.
Hey, these white insurances are coming with pop things to insure you. I'm telling you. Is that black owned insurance, Val?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Black owned is in a company.
Yeah.
There's, I don't know the name, but there's a guy, man, on my Facebook. What's his name? Forgot him. He's got an insurance company. It's black. I'll find it. I'll find the black insurance.
We need one, Kosley. What would you insure? Eh?
I know. I'm actually. You know, black tax is also. I feel eye on that one. So no,
what,
guys.
So when then would the insurance company, step in with the black tax, like to pay the tax
when you lose your job?
Oh shit! Yeah. Right.
Cause that you can insure your weave. Yeah.
Yeah, there are things that as black women we need insured.
I was once at recharge, you know, this girl is dancing there, she's having a good time, and then this other girl grabbed her weave.
Yo,
gone.
Yo.
For real.
Yeah. Oh.
Shame, man.
Imagine.
Yeah, that's when that black man needs to step in. Like, don't worry.
Yeah.
You are insured.
Yeah. Weave claims.
You know?
Wow.
Anyway, what else has been happening, man? What did I miss out on?
What happened? I mean, a lot happened. What happened?
I don't know, ghost lady.
A lot happened. We don't know what happened.
What happened?
What happened?
Oh, Enzo Mutsaka is our acting president.
No, I was thinking about what you're talking about, actually.
And everybody's hoping, like, you know, she opens the country. Like I said, no more lockdown, alcohol is open, everything. Because you have to do something crazy to be memorable as an acting president. Like Mangosuthu, remember him invading Lesotho?
Yeah.
Right? We don't remember all the other acting presidents.
Yeah.
No one.
It was only for just one day. On Friday, the 2nd of July.
That's it?
Yeah.
She should have made an announcement, man.
Yeah, of something. They said she probably just increased her salary. Like, she was there just increasing her salary. Like, that's all she did. But it was a joke.
She was
like,
just acting president. Might as well act a fool at once, right?
Exactly.
Open a fucking country, increase your salary, you know? Overtake Mangosuthu as the best acting president in SA.
Like, just be wild in there.
Speaking about money, have you guys ever borrowed a friend money?
Yeah, I have.
How did that end for you?
Okay, I think they pay a lot of times because it's not like big amounts.
Yeah,
it never ends.
And you, ghost lady?
I think the worst ones. Yes, I have many times, but the worst friends to borrow money are the ones who are gonna pretend like they don't owe you. You know, like you just like life moves on. It's like okay, like now you have to start. You have to ask and beg for your money. And you're like, oh, it was easy for you to ask. I gave you easily, but now getting my money back is a problem.
I got a friend, he called me about 2 weeks ago. He's like, yo, bro, I'm in a mix. This guy wants his money, but I don't have it, but I'm getting it on Monday. What? And it was quite a lot of money.
How much?
10K.
Okay.
So he's like, he's like, I need 10K. Please give it to me now, and then I'll give it to you by Monday. I promise you, I'm getting some investment. What? It was maybe Thursday.
Okay.
So I'm skeptical of them, man, because I never borrow friends with money. I don't want it to... Now I'll tell our friendship because I know this guy all my life, man, since high school.
Oh.
You know what I mean? But I never borrow friends' money. Sure. But this time I was like, you know what? This guy sounds like he's in a mix. You know what? It's fine. But I'm not gonna give him all of it. So I give him 5K.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, boy, here's the 5K, cool, clean. Monday comes. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe he's busy.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Wednesday, I'm like, hey, chief, what's happening? He's like, the money hasn't come through. It's about a clear 32-day notice. What?
Wow.
I'm like, but chief, you didn't say that.
Yo.
Sharp. I'm like, all right, cool. Maybe you'll give it to me. He's like, no, I'm getting paid whenever. I'll give it to you end of the month. Yeah. End of the month, nothing. So now I'm chilling with my other friends because we're a squad. I'm like, dog, have you ever borrowed this nigga money?
Ish.
They're like, you borrowed it money?
Yo.
I'm like, yes. They're like, course. Imagine it's in a savings account. You're not getting it anytime soon.
Oh, so all the other friends have also borrowed the guy money.
And he still owes them.
Shame, yeah,
man.
Those are the worst.
Shame.
Those are the worst, eh?
Ish. But why, Ungshayile?
Yo, with 3,000.
I think he had the intentions to pay it back. I don't think he borrowed with the intention of not paying back. I don't know what happened. I don't know his situation. But he's your friend, right?
Not anymore.
You're blue ticking
him.
Times.
You know how much 5,000 is?
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo. That's not nice. Yo.
Hey, Unshale, hey, man. He finessed me, eh?
But
shame,
do you get those friends or people who are just like habitual money borrower? I don't know, whatever the term you can use. They just, it's like someone just wants to, they're constantly borrowing money. There are people who live from just, they borrow and borrow and borrow and borrow.
Yeah, because he's borrowing money from me to pay someone else that he borrowed money from.
Maybe it's lockdown. Maybe it's due to lockdown. I don't. Maybe he started during lockdown.
But you see now, maybe friends. Problem. We don't know the story with the friends. Maybe it goes back way before lockdown. You know?
No, bro. He's a soft kid, bro. Yeah. His dad has got a house in the north with a fucking tennis court.
Yo.
I'm like, dog, after a month, I'm taking the tennis court. This fucking nigga.
I bring in excavator. Watch me.
And the thing is, my thing is, like, now imagine, like, God forbid something tragic happens and he really needs the money now.
Yeah, true.
You're
the boy cried wolf.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to give him.
Yeah.
Which
exactly.
is sad.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. But what's the issue? Why did he need it? Did he explain why?
No, he said some guy that he borrowed money is threatening his life.
Someone.
Yes.
But I think as friends, just.
And then I asked my
aside.
Friend who borrowed money, same excuse, 32-day notice, investment,
Look, you guys are his boys. Money aside, talk to him. Maybe then he's in serious cack.
Let me call him, actually.
Maybe he's in serious cack. The next thing you hear, hey, guy, something happened to him, right?
Let me call him.
So, like, yo, dog, you're my homie. Money aside, what's going on? What's wrong with you? Are you seeing issues? Are you asking when you're getting your money?
Yeah. Hey, chief, it's tough.
You're fighting now, most dog.
Ziggy wants nappies and all that motherfucker.
Hey, Ziggy's still in nappies.
Nappies, wait.
Yeah.
How's Ziggy still in nappies, dog?
I don't know. Must ask his mother, eh?
Why'd you lie on Ziggy? You just want a tangible excuse. My baby needs nappies. Lapo, your baby is...
He's not answering. He's chowing my money.
You won't answer. You owe him. You won't answer. Call him with the price.
He's rocking in blue. He's rocking in blue with your 5,000.
Yeah, my man. Anyway, speaking about money, yes, Know Your Cash is back up. You can now take the quiz.
They're not going to crash now.
No.
Know Your Cash.
Yeah, so head out to knowyourcash.com. What's their website? Knowyourcash.com. So you can take the quiz. .academy. Knowyourcash.academy. And make sure you follow them on Twitter. Their handles are
No_cash_your_cash.
Yes.
Shout out.
Those are friends. Shout out. No_your_cash. The ambassadors SK, man. Do you think if we speak to them, we can get SK to come on?
SK calls.
Yeah.
SK calls,
we can get SK directly, surely.
I don't have his number. Do you have his number?
Oh, we can inbox him on Insta. Yeah. I think SK would come on. SK seems like a chill guy, bro.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like a difficult guy, man. SK Causa.
Have I called him before? I'm not sure. Did you call him? I think you called him.
Yeah. And he was keen.
Did he act fresh? No.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it was actually even after his scandal when he showed his goods and all.
When he showed his ass.
Yeah.
Was that a scandal? Just showed his ass on Instagram. I remember that.
So you can bring his sex tape, your sex tape, battle of the sex tapes.
Now put him to shame and I'll embarrass him with the sex tapes.
Someone with an iPhone is on. Hello, state your name. Who are you?
Hello,
sure
guys.
iPhone.
Hey, how are you, my brother?
Oh, hey, what's up, iPhone?
I'm good. I was still trying to find the unmute option there.
Yeah, I know we can hear you. What's your name, bro?
My name is Dion.
What's happening, Dion Gibson?
Yo, Dion, what's happening?
Nah, I'm good, guys. Damn, I'm talking to you guys.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, Dion, you're talking to us, bro.
Sol is here, Coast Lady is here. What's your question, Dion Gibson?
How much are you paying Sol?
Yo. Yo, yeah, Dion. What are you going to do with my salary, chief?
He's wired wrong.
If you look at the salary, Dion wired. Hey, Dion.
How much would you pay, Saul?
Yeah, Dion.
Yeah. Dion.
Since you guys have this what's in Patreon or something,
Patreon.
I think now the salary is a bit higher. Hmm. Maybe we might, yeah, 5 hours maybe a week.
In why was Buzang Malu for no bumping Ponzi or what do they call it?
Well, it is a Ponzi because it's a Ponzi scheme.
Inkunzi.
Yeah.
Ugusbambi Ponzi scheme.
You know why I'm asking about the money?
And they know where we shoot now, eh?
You know why I'm asking about the money?
Yeah. Why?
No, it's dead. I want.
Ah, oh, man, his network is bad.
Yeah,
can't
Dion,
even.
But thanks for
all right, cool,
call.
Let's move on. How are you, Gwena? Gwena?
Hey, Dumela. Gwena.
So your mic is on, but we can't hear you. We can't hear you, bro. You're low, very Gwena, low, Gwena.
He's low, I can see. He's not even there at all.
Yeah, he's there, I can see him, but I can't hear him.
Oh,
all right.
Gwena.
Okay, let's go to Nosi. Nosi, how are you, Nosi? Please join us, Nosi.
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yes, who's Gwena. Now we can hear you,
Gwena. Oh, Gwena.
Yeah.
What's happening, Gwena?
I'm good, man.
Hi, Gwena.
Hey, what's happening there?
Yeah, this guy looks like he was at the branch, the Soshanguve branch.
Yeah, you guys made a guy kiss me.
You're the guy who works for DJ Smoo, right?
Yeah.
You're the guy who works for DJ Smoo at the metro station.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this guy. Oh,
What's happening, bro? What's happening?
I'm good, man. I'm chilling, man.
What's your question, man?
Fast.
What's your question?
Yeah.
Mm.
I want to ask Saul. Hey, Saul, when you go to buy hand gloves, man, do you buy extra large? Or what's the situation there?
Gloves? When I buy gloves and condoms, I get the bigger size.
Oh, hand gloves, Joe. Have you seen your fingers, dog? My size times 3. Okay, you have long fingers, so you probably get
not
extra
long,
large
thick fingers.
This guy is trying to be funny. This is why you'll never make it on radio.
Thick fingers, bro.
He's trying to be funny. This.
Yeah, okay, I'm trying to be funny. Okay, I have another question.
Oh, you're trying to be funny. Shit, sorry, man.
Fuck. I know. I'm always committing suicide on this platform. I know.
We'll give you another chance. Give us another joke.
Another joke.
Mm.
Not joke, no. No joke. Do you have a question, like a serious question or not serious,
no,
but
serious
not
question.
A joke.
Okay, serious
but you have a question.
Not a joke. Yeah. Serious question. Yeah, so this other lady called Pile, she came on an interview and she spoke about how, you know, internship culture is such a lazy way to look at unemployment, because what they do is most of the time they don't even pay you and they expect already after you get that.
Hey, I ain't trying to hear that shit. Who's next?
Hey, no, not the one.
Did you just drop the guy?
But that nigga was annoying, bro. At the branch. You're gonna cut this out, obviously. But hey, that guy was annoying at the front. You remember that nigga, right?
He can hear you.
You guys are fucking rude, man.
Oh shit! Fuck! Hey, man! I didn't know you were here, bro. You know I love you, right?
Oh,
we even took pictures together at the front.
Last chance.
Okay, last chance.
Yeah, last chance.
All right.
And I was about to talk.
You remember him, though, right?
I know the bridge. I feel the bridge.
He was chilling
right
with Bumesh, yeah.
Okay. Last chance.
Eating with us and stuff.
Yeah, right? Last chance.
You remember
okay.
him, right?
We listen.
You remember him?
Yes.
When you guys drink Grand Joe, have you ever been like too drunk and then you had to stop recording?
No.
Yes. Haven't you seen the LES's interview?
I saw it, but in that interview, man, you said you were high, man. Like you said you're fucked up.
Bye. Okay, so who's here? Who can someone switch on their mic so we can talk to someone? Tuto, there we go. Tuto.
Oui.
Yo, what's happening, next? Tuto?
Yo, Tuto.
I'm easy, bro. What's good?
Good, man. Where are you from, Tuto?
Bro. I'm from the Northern Cape. I'm currently in Kuruman.
How's COVID that side, man? Are you guys on lockdown as well?
We're definitely on lockdown, but you know, we don't follow rules really.
Is there a spot where you guys go party? Like, is there still a spot?
No.
No spot.
Nah, this isn't.
Oh, and Bobo, my friend, take it or leave it. The price is there.
I don't know, man. I'm not really in that. I don't drink or smoke, so I'm just indoors most of the time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, you got a question?
I'm always thinking of these questions.
Give us one.
I don't have a question, bro. Oh. I kind of forgot.
No problem. All right, bro. No problem.
It's okay.
Yeah, wait, I have a question for Saul. Sure, I didn't have the...
Why are you laughing?
Oh.
This guy laughs before he speaks.
I have a question
for... and it's not funny, whatever he's going to say. What's up? Yeah, what's the question, bro?
How are you, bro?
That's not the question. What's the question? I'm good. What's the question?
So, my question is, back in the BBA house, when you were massaging Cat, what was going through your head?
Oh, that's a good question.
Pussy, dog.
Which head?
I wanted to fuck.
We must ask which head.
Well, the other one was just blood going through.
No.
And then the other head was just, yeah. No, bro, of course, I was trying to smash. I was trying to, but actually I was thinking, is this worth, you know, throwing my relationship away? Because I was in a relationship then.
Oh.
So I was juggling my current with my current situation.
Yes.
You know, I wanted to smash.
Had but did you have a chance, smash, though?
I tried. Well, she the umshay sangle. Umshay sangle, meaning she.
But if you want.
Nipped her in the bud.
If you wanted. Okay.
Yeah, but no, I was trying to smash, obviously. I mean, you saw my erection. I was. Yeah. No, everybody saw it. I was turned onto 100. I was trying to smash, bro. That's what was going through my head. That's what goes through a guy's head when you're massaging someone's bums who are very soft.
You massage their bum?
Yeah, dog. Okay, that bum, nice soft butt.
Oh man,
searching this butt. Didn't get anything.
Hey Tuto, did you vote for Saul in the BBA house?
No.
Definitely, he was my favorite.
Oh.
So why didn't you win?
Well, I made it to the finals, so I guess
because he was too slow on the bombs, dog. Hey,
hey, dog. But you know you can't take the bombs by force. Now you know what I mean.
True.
You can't take the bombs by force. You know, so if someone says no, maybe my Mac game is not that lit or that good. I don't know, but like, yeah. Maybe if I smashed, I would have won. I mean, Manga smashed, he won. And got a big dick also. That's another thing. So if there's two guys who smashed, it's obviously going to be the one with the biggest dick who wins, right?
Big dick energy.
Big dick energy, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, my dick is not small. But, you know, I mean, you saw from my tape.
Yeah.
How?
You saw from my tape. Yeah. What do you mean how?
Yeah.
What do you mean how? You know, yeah. So, yeah, but I was trying to smash.
Anyway, man, we are here. Make sure you check out JR's interview.
Oh, we interviewed JR.
Oh, how was it?
Oh, amazing, man.
Cool guy.
Is it?
Oh, man, he's a great storyteller. Dude. The stories he told us. Oh man.
Is it?
Oh, man.
I liked every time you explained how a song came about.
Mm.
Yo.
Wow.
No, JR, like, yo.
Even the Make the Circle Bigger, that wasn't his song.
Is it?
It was meant to be Double HP's song.
Oh, yes. Yes, he told the story of how that song came about. That was also crazy, right?
And yeah. I can actually see Double HP on that song. I can imagine, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, but fuck. What a dope episode, man.
Nah, we loved him.
Anyway, anything else I'm missing out, Aya? Ukraine?
I'm sure there's something we're missing out. We'll always do this. We're always going to remember, like, we've afterwards. We'll always remember, like, we afterwards.
Yeah.
That, flip.
You're missing that, though.
No, I've already mentioned that. We're coming at you live from David Mashabela Studios. Podcast at mashabela.co.za. You got to pay our rent.
Yeah, the landlord. Hey.
Yeah. But anyway, we out here. Podcast and chill, man. Boom.
Peace. Yo! what's happening? Thank you so much, Chillers, for the continued support. Always remember, make sure you subscribe and you like. And also, if you like, you can become a subscriber. And yeah. Yo, what is happening? Shout out for your continued support on Podcast and Chill. Make sure you subscribe and like. They subscribe and they like, right? Oh, that one. All right. Yo, what's happening? Shout out to... Nah, fuck. Let's go again. Me then, eh? To paint me. Yo, what is happening? Shout out. Thank you guys so much for the support. And always remember to subscribe and like. And you can also become a member and subscribe to Patreon and, you know, throw the coins a bit. All right, peace. Love you though so much. Last one? Yeah. Yo, thank you guys so much for your fucking continued support. Please remember to subscribe, like, and do all those things. Become a member, a patron if you want to bless us a bit and, you know, throw the coins that make them dance on the podcast. Peace. Love you so much.